Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has a new slate of nominees. We'll tell you who they are, and you get to decide whether they deserve that honor or not.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. All eyes are on Las Vegas for tonight's third and final presidential debate.
Talking with folks in Vegas, what they'd like to see and hear tonight is...
Let's act like two adults.
To discuss issues that are important.
Stay on topic.
What can you do for the country?
What they think they'll actually hear, however, is...
They're going to do the same thing. That's who they are.
I think the same thing's going to happen pretty much as far as the debate goes, and the questions seem all about the same.
The 90-minute debate will consist of 6 15-minute segments, the topics of which include immigration, the Supreme Court, and fitness to be president. Jim Roop, Las Vegas.
And you can hear the debate tonight at 9 right here on WMAL and WMAL.com. Monday was the deadline for Virginia residents to register to vote, but the state's voter registration website crashed due to such high demand. Well, now the ACLU and other groups are asking that the deadline be extended 72 hours. They argue in a federal court filing that, quote, it was the state's failure to successfully operate the voter registration system. It's the state's burden to remedy this injustice. The chairman of the Montgomery County Board of Elections says it would be impossible to rig an election in Maryland. Republican Jim Shalek says the system is set up to prevent hanky-panky.
Both parties have to sign off on the results. We're not connected to the internet, and so the election returns that we forward to the state are on a secure, confidential network. You cannot rig the election in Maryland, period.
And Shalek says the evidence of that is sitting in an office in Annapolis.
We have a Republican governor in a state that's 2-1 Democrat by over a million votes. If you had a rigged system, you wouldn't have Larry Hogan as our governor.
Shalek spoke on News Channel 8. One Northern Virginia lawmaker is reminding a local elections board it has no power to ban guns from political places. The Prince William County Electoral Board had considered a one-day ban, fearing what could happen if tensions boiled over at polling places on Election Day. But Republican delegate Bob Marshall sent them a letter pointing out the board has no such power except to ban guns from schools and courthouses where state law forbids guns. Marriott's impending move into downtown Bethesda is just the latest evidence that the isolated suburban office park may be a dinosaur.
Let's get workers out in a bucolic setting without a lot of distractions.
Times have changed. Today's workforce wants some more livability in walkable, transit-oriented places, according to Montgomery County Planning Director Gwen Wright.
Some of our biggest vacancies are in the older suburban office park.
14.9% of office buildings in the region are vacant, according to the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments. That begs the question, what do we do with them now?
It's very doable to convert office buildings into other uses, residential, schools.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
An anti-U.S. rally in the Philippines turned violent. A police van rammed into some protesters at the American Embassy in Manila, leaving several bloodied. TV footage shows the van repeatedly striking the protesters after activists started hitting the van with wooden batons. A rare execution in Saudi Arabia. Officials say a prince who fatally shot another man was put to death. Such royal executions are rare, but have happened before. In 1975, the kingdom beheaded the nephew of King Faisal for assassinating his uncle. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,162, the Nasdaq at 52,44. Sports, the Caps cruise to a win over Colorado. NBA preseason, the Wizards win. Baseball, the Blue Jays hang in there and get a Game 4 win over Cleveland. And the Dodgers take Game 3 of the NLCS over the Cubs. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When the power goes out, so does your radio. But our app is always on.
I'm just telling you the truth.
Get the free WMAL app today.
This is big stuff, big, big stuff.
In the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
At the Big Screen Store, football is back, and it's game on. Why not save 50%? Get a huge Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV. Originally $49.99, now just $24.99.
Wow! Nothing like watching the big game on a big screen.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. This week at the Big Screen Store, get a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $899.
For Samsung, now that's a great price.
Well, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. Just ask our customers.
You've got to check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
The Big Screen Store. The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Metro Rail, we're in safe surge number 9. But in addition to that, problems have just popped up here on Metro Rail on the Blue Line. Train service has been suspended between Foggy Bottom and Arlington Cemetery due to a track problem outside of Roslyn. So now they're trying to establish a shuttle bus service. So again, that's the Blue Line. Train service suspended between Foggy Bottom and Arlington Cemetery. Out to the roads we go. 270 out of Frederick South. We've been in the heavy delays early this morning because of the crash southbound after the Monocacy. Before you get to Route 80 Urbana, cleanup was still continuing. They were trying to confine everything to the shoulder. On the stretch on 50 inside the Beltway, just jammed before you get to 410. And that is a solid lineup to the accident right at the split for New York Kenilworth Avenue. We'll go Virginia, where we have a stalled car stalling the commute in Centerville. Now northbound 28 as you push through Manassas Park. We see that volume every morning heading for the signal lights, but the extra pressure trying to get up toward New Braddock Road. That's where we have the stall blocking one lane. Update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross and help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Boy, to see record warmth across the region, we may get there at Reagan National. 85 degrees, the forecast high. Records 88. A few clouds around this morning, a few clouds of sunshine this afternoon. So close, and we might even get there. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 63 in Stafford, 61 in Olney, 65 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the American Red Cross. It may seem this year like we all hate each other, but Canada still loves us. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It is Wednesday, and this is the day we're going to have the last of the great presidential debates of the 2016 season. And to that end, at 7:05, Tom Bevin with Real Clear Politics will join us. 7:35, KT McFarland. 8:05, Hans Bons Bukowski on voter irregularities. Are they real? Are they not? I think he has a pretty firm feeling about that. And at 8:35, John Roberts with the Fox News Channel. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Is that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame worthy music?
No.
You have your choice to vote them in or out if you'd like. Bad Brains.
So stay close to me.
Bad Brains. Yeah. Reggae. Not very rocky. Here are the nominees. Are you ready?
Yeah.
And we want to hear from you. Who would you vote for? Who would you vote off the Rock and Roll Island if you had your choice? Journey.
I'm surprised.
Janet, you're surprised that they're nominated?
Not in there.
That they're not in there. Janet Jackson. Depeche Mode.
Mm-hmm.
Depeche Mode. ELO, Electric Light Orchestra.
Yep.
Chic. That would be a disco group. Joan Baez. Kind of a folk thing. Is that a rock thing or is that a folk thing?
That's
that rock
a, you know.
Mm. The Zombies. The Cars. I mean, The Cars. Come on.
Yeah, really.
Pearl Jam. See, I knew this was. I said this was going to happen when they let Nirvana in last
Nirvana
year.
Nirvana was they opened.
And now it's the tipping.
It was
point.
Like the nose of the camel under the tent.
And now you got your whole grunge wing there in Cleveland. Tupac Shakur. Now, a lot of people say that's a diversity thing because they want to include rap and hip hop. I think it's actually more racial diversity because honestly, you put Tupac Shakur's
discography,
legacy,
right.
His discography, up against Eminem. I would think Eminem absolutely outdoes Tupac Shakur. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think it's a, you know. Jane's Addiction, See, there you go. See, you got the, your whole grunge thing going on there. Yes. I'm surprised Yes is not in there yet. Man, really, that Yes was a pretty influential rock band.
So they've said in the past no to Yes.
Yeah. And then, exactly. Bad Brains, as you just heard. Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan. Shaka Khan. Jay Giles Band. I like Jay Giles Band. Yeah. I don't think they're Rock and Roll Hall of Fame worthy.
They were okay.
They had two albums. They had two albums. Joe Tex. Can you help me out with that one there, Tex?
I don't know.
You
that.
Don't know Joe Tex?
I don't know Joe Tex. I will look up that, though.
Kraftwerk, MC5, and Steppenwolf. That rounds out the list. But everybody's paying attention to basically Pearl Jam, Tupac, and Yes. I think ELO certainly deserves credit, and also the Cars. I would go for the Cars for sure in ELO, just in terms of influence and in terms of popularity. Journey, I mean, Journey is a top 40 pop band, but I mean, listen, they opened the door with Hall & Oates. And I was in favor of Hall & Oates being in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame there.
Yeah.
So but you got to make the case, you know, if you have Hall & Oates in, then you got to have Journey in, right?
Right.
So I guess I'm okay with that one as well. Depeche Mode, I don't know. I mean, is there a body of work there with Depeche Mode? There's, again, a few songs there in the mid-80s and the new wave era. But I don't know if it's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame worthy. What do you think? 888-630-9625. Who were you in favor of? And who got excluded here that should be on the list? 888-630-WMAL.
Well, here's my five. You get to choose five. And I just voted. Because I actually, just while we were doing this, I logged on and voted. My five are Steppenwolf, The Cars, Electric Light Orchestra, how are they not in there? The Zombies, well-deserving of this honor. And I guess, you know, I'm not passionate about it, but I guess I would have to say Journey. I'm not a big fan of Journey, but I think they deserve to be in there based on their body of work. So those are my five. And some of these, you know, I think are sort of questionable. You know, Chaka Khan, arguably. Janet Jackson, I mean, clearly she's had some success. So, you know, I wouldn't be opposed to those. I don't see anybody. I don't know enough about rap and hip-hop to make educated guesses or to have an opinion, quite frankly. But those were the ones I put in there. And I think Mike McKay told me he didn't think the Moody Blues were in there. And I checked. I don't think they're in there either.
That would be our soundboard operator, Mike McKay.
Yeah, Mike McKay.
No Moody Blues.
I just checked the inductees list, and there's a thing at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame website where you can put anything name and it'll tell you whether or not they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Moody Blues comes up empty.
Iron Maiden is not in there. Joe Cocker is not in there.
Well, and he just passed away, so.
Duran Duran is not in there. I'm sorry, you're going to put Depeche Mode in before you put Duran Duran in? I mean, that's the same mid-80s new wave era, and I don't see Depeche Mode outshining Duran Duran, for crying out loud. Yeah, I got problems with some of these people being excluded. But what do you think? 888-630-WMAL, 888-630-9625. We got to say, you know, you can't do this segment without some music, right? As I mentioned earlier, and I'm sorry if I'm bringing race into this, but some of these, here's the problem. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has been criticized in the past for focusing too much on white groups, all right? And it's ridiculous because, my God, there's obviously so many great African-American groups that came out of the Motown and that obviously were incredibly influential. But now it's almost like they have to fill in a certain number of black nominees. And so, I mean, Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan, let me rock Shaka Khan. Let me rock it, that's all I want to do. Shaka Khan, let me rock Shaka Khan. Let me rock it, got the feel for you. Shaka Khan, what you tell me what you want to do? Do you feel for me?
Hey, she hasn't even started singing. Where is she?
I want to love you.
Here she comes.
I want to squeeze you too. Let me take it in my arm. Let me feel you with my charm, Shaka. Because you know that I'm the one that keep you warm, Shaka. I'm making more than just a physical dream. I want to rock Shaka, baby, because you make me want to scream. Let me rock it, rock it.
And eventually she sings. Come on,
Shaka.
Well, maybe.
Well, she had a very big voice. We'll say that about Shaka Khan. and she does. She has a great voice. But is she Rock and Roll Hall of Fame worthy? How about Tim and Frederick? You're first up on WMAL. What do you say, Tim?
Hey, Tim. Good morning.
Well, Tim wanted to put his vote in for Steppenwolf.
Okay. I agree. Well, I'm with you, Tim.
You're all over Steppenwolf?
Yeah, Steppenwolf.
All right.
And the Zombies. I feel most passionately about those two.
How about Mike and Bethesda? Mike, you're on WMAL. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, guys. I'm wondering if you guys can tell me one rock and roll song that Shaka Khan has done.
Well, they loosely define rock and roll. That's the problem. I mean, they've opened up rock and roll. Yeah.
Now, do you think if there was a rap Hall of Fame or an R&B Hall of Fame, that Journey or the Cars would be in there?
No, but I guess rock and roll has a very wide umbrella. And yes, there are certain different segments within it, I suppose.
I think this is just more political correctness, frankly.
Maybe.
I'm not saying that they're not good. I'm not saying that they weren't huge, successful music stars. But it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It is not the R&B Hall of Fame. It is not the Rap Hall of Fame. It is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
All right.
That's
so,
all I got.
All right. Thank you for that, Mike. Yeah, I mean, listen, they've actually they've put Chic in there this time around as a nominee.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I don't know. I thought that there was some kind of a rock and roll ban on the entire disco era.
Yeah, there should be, quite frankly.
I think that, man. All right.
Disco has its charm, but really.
More of your opinion. I think it's an outrage that some of these groups are included, especially Depeche Mode and Pearl Jam. I know a lot of you millennials love your grunge. Tell me why. Why should Pearl Jam be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Is that really a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame body of work that we're talking about? And make your case for Chic and Depeche Mode. How does Depeche Mode get in before Duran Duran? 888-630 WMAL. It's now 6:15 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We have problems that have popped up on Metro Rail. This is a pretty big one here. Blue Line commuters, they have suspended service between Foggy Bottom and Arlington Cemetery and Courthouse. That's the Blue Line trains. They're not running the trains between those spots because of a track problem outside of the Roslyn Station. And they've requested the shuttle bus service, but it takes a little while to establish that. So they've been trying to deal with this for the past 20 minutes. Again, Blue Line trains suspended between Foggy Bottom and Arlington Cemetery, Courthouse. Virginia, heading in towards Centerville and out of Manassas Park, north on 28. Before you get to 66 New Braddock Road, somebody is stalled. We're blocking a lane and we're stalling the commute. That's why we have the extra volume there. On 95, 395, just volume delays growing. 50, right through Annapolis and Bowie, but hang on. If you're heading inside the Beltway, you might want to rethink this. In on 50, solid lineup to the crash at the split from New York Kenilworth Avenue. If you're heading through Riverdale and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, you're much better shape with just very light volume approaching 410. And on 270 south past the Monocacy, the crash, trying to get that to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Beautiful day today, sunny to partly cloudy. We are coming close to a record high temperature. The record is 88 degrees, and we're going to be right up there. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Stray shower, thunderstorm possible tonight, low 66. And then tomorrow, sunshine and clouds mix. Maybe a stray shower tomorrow as well. Boy, it feels like and sounds like a July and August forecast, doesn't it? Tomorrow's high is 81. Right now, it's 66 degrees at 618.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
All right. I mean, I like Jay Giles Band. This was a fine song. They had this song, and they had this song. That's some fine 1982, 1983 music right there.
Yeah.
And they did have a pretty good album right there. Love Stinks. Love Stinks was on the album before that. But beyond that, not a huge body of work, other than the fact that that lead singer dude married Faye Dunaway. I don't exactly see what their claim to fame is. But what do you think? How about Albert and Springfield? You're next up on WMAL. What do you think of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Two things here. One band that has been excluded from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that should definitely be in is Dave Mustaine and Megadeth. Secondly, I don't think Pearl Jam should ever come anywhere close to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because the lead singer is a Democrat. That's all I got to say.
Well, I think that there's plenty of those in there, Albert. But I'll go beyond that. You're right. I mean, if grunge and rap are getting much more focus than heavy metal is getting, to your point about Megadeth.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And that is a major problem.
And, you know, the lead singer of Megadeth, Dave Mustaine, was one of the founding members. He was a guitar player for Metallica. back in the day. And Metallica's in the Hall of Fame.
And Iron Maiden is not in the Hall of Fame.
Exactly. And Iron Maiden is a super band. I mean, I was a big heavy metal fan in the 80s, and the heavy metal was everywhere, and they're just not represented. Yep.
And Albert, I would say that heavy metal is a lot closer to the original concept, idea, and roots of rock. Amen. Than rap or grunge would be. Right. And certainly not Chaka Khan and Le Chic.
Absolutely. So let's all get together and bring Megadeth to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
All right, man. Thank you, Albert.
Mark, strong feelings on that.
He is on Team Megadeth. Yeah. Mark in Hyattstown, you're next up on WMAL. Who are you voting for here, man?
I'm voting for ELO. Yes. I would vote for Janet Jackson. I think that she is a rock and rollish type person. I agree. If you're going to have Depeche Mode and not Duran Duran, that's insane.
Yeah.
I also think that last year, and I love Cheap Trick, but if Cheap Trick is Hall of Fame worthy, I think Jay Giles is Hall of Fame worthy. They both had about two albums. They both put on legendary shows, and they're considered very musically proficient.
You know what? That's a good comparison, Cheap Trick and Jay Giles.
Yeah.
I think Cheap Trick had more longevity, though. But, I mean, they're still going, and Jay Giles broke up pretty quickly.
But Mark, can I get you? You see, I've had you as having four. You have a fifth vote. I want to appeal to you to get Steppenwolf on your list. I mean, come on. Born to be Wild? Get your motor running. Head out on the highway? Come on.
One song. One freaking song.
Oh, no. No, that's not the only song that they had. There was also Magic Carpet Ride.
Sorry, no. I can't do it.
All right, I'm with you, Mark. Greatest thing about Magic Carpet Ride is how they used it in that Star Trek movie when they got the warp drive. That was a pretty great scene. But so Mark is on board with this, though. Janet Jackson does have a pretty good body of work, I have to say, considering she grew up in that crazy household. How about AJ in Manassas? Oh, no, Al. Excuse me. Al in Manassas. Larry didn't have his glasses on this morning. Hi, Al. How are you? You're on WMAL.
I'm doing all right. You know, they need to add one more band in there, and it's Motley Crue, man. You can't get more hard rock than Motley Crue.
Well, and again, heavy metal and Motley Crue also falls into that category, absolutely. And they went mainstream. They had some very good mainstream hits there, but Motley Crue is totally ignored, Al.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. I even went to their, you know, final show out in L.A. back last year. I had to do it. You know, I'm a crew head. And, you know, ain't nothing wrong with R&B, rap, maybe some disco, but I don't think that it's supposed to be in the Hall of Fame, man. It's rock and roll.
Thanks, Al. So we got no Motley Crue. We got no Iron Maiden, but they're finding room for this. Is it really all rock and roll to you, Brian Wilson?
Yeah, I'm okay with that, though. I'm all right with that addition.
I'd let Journey in. 6:23 on WMAL.
Hey, D.C., have you heard? Southwest has brand new routes, like the ones from Washington Dulles International Airport to Orlando. So you can say yes to flying to great new places, and as always, yes to low fares, with nothing to hide. That's transparency. Book now at southwest.com. Service starts 11/6/16.
Listen, I don't know what this term aging gracefully means to you. It means nothing to me. Aging gracefully, you know what aging gracefully is? I'm going to fight it every inch of the way. And I've been using Genucel, as I've been telling you about. That's been helping fighting the aging process. And now I got to tell you about this amazing new product from Chamonix. It's called Esotique XV. It is the cutting edge of anti-wrinkle science. The plant stem cell formula combats chronological aging, wrinkles, fine lines, and UV damage that can cause skin redness. If you've been dealing with any of those things, you should check out Esotique XV. Of course, it's for men and for women. You'd be amazed at how your appearance will change. And right now, for a limited time only, you can try Esotique XV for yourself absolutely free for a full 30 days. All you pay is a small shipping fee. That's how confident we are that you're going to love this stuff. The results are going to blow your mind, or you don't pay. For your free 30-day trial of Esotique XV, you've got nothing to lose. Call them 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. They're also going to throw in the deep firming vitamin C serum as a free get point. Just wait till you feel that tingle on your skin just for trying Esotique XV. Yeah, that's right. I said tingle on your skin. 800-525-2720. Or go to their website, xvbeauty.com.
Get ready for some market volatility. Stocks are at highs, interest rates are at lows. No one knows what will happen when we vote in November. Is all this making you nervous about your investments? Hi, Rick Edelman here. I want to show you how to manage your money during these tumultuous times. So come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money. It's based on my number one best-selling book, and you'll discover the two major obstacles that can prevent you from achieving your goals, the seven ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. You'll also get a free copy of Rescue Your Money. The seminar comes to Fairfax, Beltsville, and Bethesda, Tuesday and Wednesday, October 25th and 6th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call us at 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through Sanders Morris Harris, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC.
625 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5th, Jamie Whitten. Didn't make the cut in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this time around, but she is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And I can do rock and roll. I don't know what happened. All right. Here's what's happening on Metro Rail. They're now reporting a possibility of an arcing insulator outside of the Roslyn station. So we have three lines affected. It's going to be the blue, the yellow, and the silver lines. And they're single tracking between the Foggy Bottom, Clarendon area. They are suggesting that customers use the yellow line near L'Enfant Plaza. Possibly as an option for you. They are setting up shuttle bus services, but again, blue, orange, and silver lines affected with the single tracking between Foggy Bottom and Clarendon due to this track problem. All right, out to the roads we go, from the rails to the roads. We have some delays here on the top side. Normal, though, 95 George Avenue, Maryland. Not so good on 50, still trying to clear the crash. In on 50, this is inside the Beltway, right at the decision point in that split to go New York or Kenilworth Avenue. Crash cleanup continues. North on 95 over the Occoquan had the accident. On northbound 28, pushing through Manassas Park and signal lights. Extra volume because up ahead, crews were dealing with a broken down car near New Braddock Road. That's before you get to I-66. Update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Going to see record warmth across the region. We may get there at Reagan National. 85 degrees, the forecast high. Records 88. Few clouds around this morning. Few clouds and sunshine this afternoon. So close. And we might even get there. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 degrees at 627. Okay. The aforementioned Joe Tex on the list. I don't know. Was he? Did he like invent a new kind of amplifier or something? I don't quite see that body of work. Why is he on the list? But groups like Duran Duran are not. How about David McLean? Who are you voting for out of the list they were giving us, Dave?
Well, I like Yes, Moody Blues, Santana. I don't think so. I'm not sure if Santana's in there. Yeah. Blue Oyster Cult would be one I would put in there.
I think Santana is in, I thought Blue Oyster Cult got in there. Thank you for the call.
I can check. I'll check.
We will can let you know when the voting is done, but meanwhile, these guys are on the ballot. Oh, come on. It's 628 on WMAL. Depeche Mode?
Blue Oyster Cult is not. Ah, yes, it's that time of year again. Football's in full swing. The seasonal coffee drinks are brewing, and the annual maintenance fee for your timeshare is about to be mailed out. Don't you just love the fall? Chris Plant here. If you want that timeshare you're not using anymore to vacate your life, do what thousands of people are doing every month. Call Timeshare Exit Team, the industry leader when it comes to getting you out of your timeshare safely, legitimately, and forever. The fact of the matter is, most timeshare contracts are in perpetuity. That means they don't expire. They pass from you to your kids to their kids. Friends, leave your kids memories. Maybe a family heirloom. Don't leave them a timeshare with increasing maintenance fees. Get out now with Timeshare Exit Team. Call today and schedule your free in-person consultation to review your contract and your options. Then, if you want out, know that Timeshare Exit Team stands behind their service with a 100% money-back guarantee. Research them at TimeshareExitTeam.com. That's TimeshareExitTeam.com.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Coming up, more news about rigged elections. Everyone screaming, oh, there couldn't possibly be any voter fraud. Barack Obama says, of course there's no voter fraud. We'll tell you about voter fraud coming up.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows, and there is a problem this morning on Metro that's going to affect thousands. Jamie Witten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, where is this trouble spot?
Well, the problem is on the tracks outside of the Roslyn Station, so we have a lot of these lines affected in the area. They're now saying an arcing insulator could be the problem, so listen up closely. The blue, orange, and silver lines all through that stretch, they're single-tracking these three lines between Foggy Bottom and Clarendon and Arlington Cemetery. So this means big delays, long waits on those platforms as well. Metro is advising that customers that use those lines, the blue, orange, and silver lines, use the yellow lines as an option at L'Enfant Plaza or Gallery Place as an alternate. And I'll have more coming up in traffic.
Donald Trump is in Las Vegas for tonight's third and final debate with Hillary Clinton. But first, he made campaign stops in Colorado.
Ahead of tonight's final debate, Donald Trump going after Washington and intensifying his claim that the election is rigged.
They even want to try and rig the election at the polling booths.
Even calling on his supporters to monitor polling places.
People are going to be watching on November 8th.
And doubling down on his media conspiracy theories.
There's a voter fraud also with the media, because they so poison the minds of people by writing false stories.
The GOP nominee pledging to shake up Washington.
Correspondent Manu Raju, you can hear the debate tonight at 9 right here on WMAL and WMAL.com. A federal lawsuit filed last night demands that Virginia extend its voter registration deadline because potentially thousands of people were prevented from registering by Monday's deadline when the state's voter registration website crashed. One registrar estimates tens of thousands of Virginians were not able to register. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,162, the NASDAQ at 52,44. Sports, the Blue Jays live to see another day as they win Game 4 of the American League Championship Series. The Dodgers beat the Cubs to take Game 3 of the NLCS. Hockey, the Caps win. NBA preseason, the Wizards win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Have you been thinking about or wanting new windows? Hey, it's Brian Wilson and my good friends over at Thompson Creek Windows want you to know now is the time to buy. Thompson Creek Window Company is the one company that does it all. They design, build, and install each window custom-made for your home and our unique climate. There are no middlemen, eliminating unnecessary headaches and expenses. And right now, Thompson Creek is offering the lowest prices of the season. Buy three windows and get one free. You have the chance right now to save some money on the cost of new windows and your utility bills year-round, plus increase the value of your home. It's a win-win-win. And this is the time to act. Pick up your phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK to get Thompson Creek's lowest prices of the season. Buy three windows, get one free. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK and tell them Brian Wilson sent you.
Home, sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here to talk to you about a sensitive topic, sleep apnea, and the stress it causes in your life and even in your relationships. CPAP is the first-line treatment for people with sleep apnea, but studies show that over half of the people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. If sleep apnea is causing stress in your relationships and you haven't found relief with CPAP, it's time you learned more about Inspire. Inspire therapy is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Over 100 leading medical centers, including several right here in the Washington area, are now offering Inspire therapy to treat your sleep apnea. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Who'd have thought zombies would be so darn popular?
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Nah, just because zombies are trending doesn't mean you want one in your house. I'm talking about any heating system that's 10 years old or older. It's a money-hungry monster, and it's lurking just behind that closed door. Even if your furnace does survive another season, let me ask you this. Is it really energy efficient? Does opening your power bill make your blood run cold? Does it make scary noises when it clicks on? If day-to-day living is bone-chilling, let's zap your furnace back to factory specs. A wow tune-up from my stand-up guys will amaze you and make your furnace oh so happy. And it's just $79, which may leave you to ask yourself, who would snap up a furnace tune-up like that? Someone with brains.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95 heading toward the Occoquan. The crash, a couple cars. In fact, I'm counting at least four here on the left shoulder. Delays as you push through Dale City Woodbridge toward the Occoquan. So a bit of a distraction as you head past the crash. On 66 through Manassas, Centerville, and Fair Oaks, even in Falls Church, we have the stop and go. North on 28 as you try to work up to 66. Approaching New Braddock Road, it was the stalled car giving us extra delays there. In on 50, initial crash had been in on 50 at the New York Kenilworth Avenue split. Looks like we may have one reported in the backups. So again, 50 quite busy this morning as you head just inside the Beltway. BW Parkway inside the Beltway works much better. And on Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, as you come up to Woodyard Road, incident reported. And again, Metro Rail dealing with a track problem outside of the Roslyn Station, an arcing insulator. As a result, single tracking the Orange and Silver Line trains between Foggy Bottom and Clarendon, and the Blue Line train single tracking between Foggy Bottom and Arlington Cemetery. So expect delays and crowded platforms. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
This morning, a few clouds in the upper 60s already. This afternoon, 85. If we get to 88, we'll tie a record, and we got a shot at it. Isolated shower, thunder shower tonight, 66. Maybe a stray shower or storm tomorrow, 81. Then we're cooler behind a cold front Friday. Windy, cloud, sunshine, upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 59 in Haymarket, 63 in Beltsville, 65 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
638, this is your place to be for the preview of tonight's big debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. It's 7:05, Tom Bevin, Real Clear Politics. 7:35, KT McFarland. 8:05, Hans von Spakovsky. And then at 8:35, John Roberts, Fox News. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, let's talk about some 2016 news and stuff that has happened in the last news cycle. We start at the White House, where the president is in the Rose Garden there for an event with the Italian prime minister. They had a big, the last... Yeah, there are a lot of last things that are happening at the White House these days in this administration. The last state dinner for the Obamas occurred last night. The last one. Anyway, yesterday before that, they were in the Rose Garden, and the president was asked a question, and he took to, as you might imagine, attacking Donald Trump. Here it is.
That is both irresponsible, and by the way, doesn't really show the kind of leadership and toughness that you'd want out of a president. If you start whining before the game's even over.
He's talking, of course, about Donald Trump's comments with regard to the fact that the election is rigged. The president believes that Donald Trump is whining about that.
Then, interestingly enough, he was asked a question a few minutes later that he didn't really want to answer. And he whined about having to answer that question and whether or not the, yes, it was appropriate for somebody to have the temerity to ask a question that wasn't on the list.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and the person who was not on the list, and actually, to their credit, some of the people from the White House press pool called him out on it on Twitter. They actually said, "Say this guy shouted a question about Central Americans flooding across the,
right,
the border.
Pretty good question."
And he said, and he answered it, and then he said, "And I'm sure your friends appreciate you just shouting out a question here. Your colleagues really appreciate that." And he was whining about it being out of order. And the people in the press pool said, "Actually, we did appreciate that question, and we have no problem with it asking." And a couple of other the White House press reporter said, immediately after lecturing Donald Trump for whining, the president begins to whine.
Yeah, that's right. So it was pretty interesting.
Good for them. I want to give them credit.
Yeah, give them every once in a while, you know, even a blind hog. Okay, let's see. I want to talk about, this is going on in the Commonwealth of Virginia right now. A lawsuit, civil rights groups filed a lawsuit over Virginia online voter registration problems. Apparently, Monday was the last day to register online to vote in the upcoming election, and they successfully registered 21,000 people in that day, but apparently the system was so overwhelmed that a number of people could not get through, and so the lawsuit has been filed to prevent what they call the disenfranchisement of eligible prospective voters in Virginia that were impeded due to technological problems with the system. So the governor has said that they don't have the authority to extend the deadline, which is what they're asking to do. The deadline was 12:59 p.m. on Monday, and they don't have the ability to do it. The civil rights group is going to court to ask for that deadline to be extended and for registration to be open for, I guess, another couple of days.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see whether that goes anywhere. Maybe a little difficult to do this late in the season.
Meanwhile,
go ahead. No.
To revisit this whole question of Donald Trump saying that the system is rigged, and of course he is talking about the media system. He's talking about the big money that goes to Hillary Clinton. He's talking about how the interaction between systems of government here in Washington, D.C. are locked in with the Democratic Party, yeah, and against the Republican Party. You know, all the stuff that we have been, yeah, witnessing for years and discussing in detail.
Well, you know, it's not just about voter registration and that kind of thing. It's not what he's talking about,
yeah,
and voter irregularities. He's talking about a whole bunch of other stuff.
And people like Barack Obama and many people in the media are all parroting the same thing. By the way, including Paul Ryan and Marco Rubio and Republicans are saying basically this.
That is both irresponsible, and by the way, doesn't really show the kind of leadership and toughness that you'd want out of a president. You start whining before the game's even over?
Yeah, so it's irresponsible to claim that the system is rigged. That's what we're getting, right? And we keep hearing, what did we play the montage that the Chris Plant Show put together yesterday of all of the people in the media saying it's dangerous rhetoric, dangerous to say this, and dangerous to say that the system is rigged, right?
Right.
That's the narrative. Our friends at Washington Free Beacon have put together a really clever montage. It takes the words of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren from the last 2 years on the stump. Listen.
Same rigged system.
They'll do anything to rig the system for those at the top.
The game is rigged against a lot of people who have done their dead level best.
That the system is rigged.
People say the game is rigged.
Keeps the system rigged for those at the top.
The system is rigged.
Their obstruction is keeping a system that is rigged.
The game is rigged.
Yeah, meet the old boss, same as meet the new boss, same as the old boss, indeed. You just heard it out of their own mouths. Apparently, the system is rigged when a Democrat says it's rigged. But if Donald Trump says
it's rigged, it's irresponsible.
That is both irresponsible, and by the way, doesn't really show the kind of leadership and toughness that you'd want out of a president.
It's 6:43.
Questions about your retirement? We can help. Call Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines, at 888-833-8637. And listen every Saturday at noon.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Great choice. Great choice. You should really think about it, because the rental market's red hot. It gives you the opportunity to move from average homeowner to savvy investor. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, investment property, or inherited home, but also renting has never been easier. That's right. If you use Renter's Warehouse right now, not only is it a great investment opportunity for you, but it's actually pretty darn easy. Listen to this. For just $80 a month, they will price your property, quickly find you great tenants, collect the rent, take all those pesky maintenance calls, all of this while you're sitting back and letting someone else pay your mortgage. mortgage. You'll get steady cash flow, long-term equity, great tax benefits. This is why we call it Rent Estate. Go from homeowner to investor today with Renter's Warehouse. Get started with a free home rental price analysis at renterswarehouse.com. Or just give them a call. They'll give you the free rental price analysis over the phone. 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. Dental implants are a permanent solution that we offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and causes the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. Smile big. Eat what you want. With over 35 years of experience, advanced training and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. Call 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
When you're buying a new roof, a competitive price is crucial. But the real difference is quality. And New Look Home Design is a proven quality leader. That's why 94% of our customers say they'd hire us again. Discover the benefits of having New Look install your new roof this fall. Right now, New Look's lenders are offering all qualified customers 0% financing on their new roof. So don't wait. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
6:45. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66, accident in Manassas. I'm watching this crash here. A lot of activity east on 66 as you pass 234, the first 234, Prince William Parkway. Looks like the left lane is crowded. Fire trucks, ambulance there at the scene of this crash. Beyond that, of course, you'll get a little bit of a break, a little bit of volume, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and still below speed as you head through Falls Church. Other problem that's popped up is on 270 in Rockville, southbound on 270 after 28, but before Falls Road. Crews are moving the cameras around right now to find the reported crash right in that vicinity, so keep alert. And on 50, delays now before you get to the Beltway. It's been a tough go on 50. The crash, three cars involved right at the split for New York, Kenilworth Avenue. DDOT's just telling me it looks like they have released all lanes, but looks like the damage is done as far as that volume. Latest update with Metro Rail, still dealing with a track issue outside of the Roslyn station and arcing insulator. As a result, single tracking orange and silver lines between Foggy Bottom and Clarendon. The blue lines are also single tracking between Foggy Bottom and Arlington Cemetery. So you will need extra time. They were trying to set up a bus service. Alternative, you might want to use the yellow line from Lafon Plaza or Gallery Place. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
This morning, a few clouds in the upper 60s already. This afternoon, 85. If we get to 88, we'll tie a record, and we got a shot at it. Isolated shower, thunder shower tonight, 66. Maybe a stray shower or storm tomorrow, 81. Then we're cooler behind a cold front Friday. Windy, cloud, sunshine, upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgen, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 degrees in the nation's capital at 648.
Come join us. It's time for the WMAL Diner Tour. It's back for the election season. And this Friday, this coming Friday, Larry and I will be out at the Silver Diner in Tyson's Corner. We want you to come out and join us. You'll have some politics to talk about. We'll have some pancakes. We'll have some pork products. We'll have all the good stuff that you have at a diner, and a good time will be had by all.
Yeah, that Chris Plant and all the listeners of Chris Plant Show, they do politics in a pint, right? Yeah. Because let's face it, they're all a bunch of drunks.
We do politics and pork products.
Yeah, politics and pancakes, I was actually going to say. Okay. Pork products.
I'm more about the bacon.
I like to open up to my
sausage.
All my friends who keep kosher, I want you to be out there as well. Anyway, it is a blast. We have all of our guests live. You get to see how we execute the show live, and it's actually kind of entertaining, I think. People tend to come up and say, wow, I had no idea this is what it looks like.
Controlled
like.
Chaos.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. And you'll be able to see a lot of the stuff that happens behind the scenes and between the breaks. And, of course, if you ever have trouble calling in and getting on the air, well, it's pretty easy to get on the air if you're on the at one of our diner stops. You just raise your hand,
well,
and we go out there, we take the mic around. And
a wireless microphone, and we are not afraid to use it.
They don't care if there's a wire on it or not.
Well, I know,
really
but we will walk around just like, you know, like they do on the Oprah show,
yeah.
You know, and we'll ask questions of the audience.
But nobody is getting a free car.
That's right.
If you go out there, there will be nothing under your chair.
Nothing under your chair.
No, don't look for
you
that.
You know, if you go to the Oprah show, isn't that the first thing you do? You just check.
You look under the chair. You would think that would be the first thing you do.
All right.
So come on out. It's the Silver Diner in Tyson's Corner, and it's this Friday, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. Of course, you're welcome to come out anytime during the program, and you'll see we'll have we always have a cavalcade of guests.
We have special guests that show up.
And they will be live, and you'll be able to, you know, rub elbows with them as well. And it really does make a huge difference, I think, for us. And let's not forget, you know, last time we did this, it was 2 years ago during the midterms, and we helped push Larry Hogan right over the finish line in Maryland.
I think you can make a distinct correlation between that last appearance that he made and his victory a few days later.
If you want to make a difference in this election and have your voice heard, come on out and be a part of our Mornings on the Mall. We're going to be doing it once again at the Silver Diner in Tyson's Corner. We've got two other diners lined up for the next two Fridays as well. This will be three Fridays in a row.
Right.
And we want you to show up to all three, but we'll start with
8101 Fletcher Street, McLean, Virginia, the Silver Diner in Tyson's Corner.
Now, while we're at it, I know that you're all getting hyped up for the debate tonight, and we're about to launch into our major pre-debate coverage here with Tom Bevin of Real Clear Politics, KT McFarlane, John Roberts of Fox News, where, of course, Chris Wallace is going to be the moderator. I want you to know that you can have a lot of fun with the debate tonight playing WMAL Debate Bingo.
Bingo!
Go to WMAL.com/bingo, and you can print out your own bingo cards. We've already loaded it up with a bunch of words that I'm thinking you're going to hear tonight between the two candidates. And there's also a blank one. You can fill it in yourself. That's WML.com/bingo.
It is now 6:51 on WMAL.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
This is Jamie Witten. If you have any dental fear or just need a great, caring dentist, contact Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Hey, my name's Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
It's 6:53. Time to check in on your money at the CNBC news desk. Here is Susan Lee. Hey, Susan.
Hi, good morning. Stock futures are pointing to a flat to maybe a lower open today. And you know, today marks the 29th anniversary of the 1987 stock market crash that saw the Dow plunged 22%. Remember that? Meantime, the fallout from the great Yahoo hack attack, not as bad as feared. Yahoo says that the site usage actually increased last quarter and profits were better than expected. Intel's net income also rising close to 9% thanks to a pickup in computer sales and also its cloud business. But Intel says that it's spending more money in order to develop other products to sell, which it says will hurt future profits. New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick says he won't use Microsoft Surface tablets on the sidelines anymore. Belichick says they don't perform consistently. Apple is reportedly coming out with a new line of Mac computers next week, including an update to the MacBook Pro. And just in time for tonight's debate, Facebook's rolling out an endorsement feature that lets you back a political candidate. You'll be able to limit who sees your political pick, though. I'm Susan Lee, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM, AM 630, WMAL.
The national debt is $19 trillion and growing, threatening to harm our economy. In just over a decade, interest on the debt will be our third largest federal program. That's just the interest. What does this mean for our future generations? If we don't solve our debt problem, good-paying jobs could disappear, wages could fall, and money for important programs like education, infrastructure, and R&D will shrink. What's the good news? There's still time for a solution, and many good ideas exist to put our debt on a sustainable path. At the Peter G. Peterson Foundation, we're working to get candidates from both parties talking about solutions, and we need your help. Candidates today for a plan to address the national debt. Just visit askforaplan.org. That's askforaplan.org. Together we can secure our future. Paid for by the Peter G. Peterson Foundation.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We're busy. 270, it was a car fire south on 270, just past 28, but before you get to Falls Road, and it looks like in the main lines, two right lanes are still blocked, and in the local lanes, fire truck had to pull up there as well. They blocked the left of the two. So main and locals passing 28 before you get to Falls. We're really bunched up. And on 50, it's been a tough go at it this morning. The crash inside the Beltway at the split for New York Kenilworth Avenue finally cleared, but intense delays as you come off of the Capitol Beltway, then onto 295. This is like doing a little maze and a wiggle around here. South on 295 past Burroughs for the crash, and on the 14th Street Bridge as you cross onto the freeway, accident reported. Trying to get up through Andrews on northbound 5 before the Beltway at Kirby Road for the accident, and Metro Rail with problems outside the Roslyn Station. Single tracking blue, orange, and silver lines essentially between Foggy Bottom, Clarendon, and Arlington Cemetery. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Our October, I guess we could say, heat wave continues as we'll be in record territory today, forecasting about 85. We've got to get to 88 to tie the record. Lots of sunshine, a little overcast at times. So either way you slice it, if not a record, it's still warm. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 66 degrees in the nation's capital at 657.
You and I are privileged to live in one of the greatest democracies in the history of the world.
And with great freedom comes great responsibility.
So what do you choose?
Will you vote junk
or no junk? No junk.
If you vote for junk, you don't have to do a thing.
Junk is a virus. It spreads and multiplies all on its own.
But to vote no junk, you have to take action.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
This is David Jeremiah, and I hope you will join me this week for a special event in your city.
Attend this stand-up tour event with Dr. David Jeremiah this Thursday, 7 p.m. in Washington, D.C. The evening features a Bible-strong message along with worship led by special musical guests Charles Billingsley and L.U. Praise. Request your free tickets to this event in Washington by visiting davidjeremiah.org/standup. That's davidjeremiah.org/standup.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Anchors away, my boys. Anchors away. As in, put them away. The Australians have announced they won't be participating in freedom of navigation patrols in the South China Sea with the United States Navy. This is a blow to the United States and the foreign policy of President Obama. Better to get out of the way of the Chinese than stand with their U.S. partners. And that is what U.S. disengagement from the world gets you. The policy of whatever has consequences. This is one of them.
China has all but directly threatened Australia over the Chinese military making islands out of reefs in the South China Sea. That jeopardizes about 40% of the world trade that flows through that region and pushed back the areas in which we have the freedom of navigation for both the Navy and our commerce. If we exhibit strength and commitment, our allies will do the same. Let's hope it's not too late for the next president to understand the consequences. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
I'm Wayne LaPierre with the NRA. During World War II, our greatest generation held medal drives to support our soldiers. In that same spirit, I'm here to enlist you in NRA Cars for Freedom. If you have an unwanted car, tractor, boat, or motorcycle, we'll pick it up for free in nearly any condition. Donations are tax deductible and will be used to educate our country and protect our freedom. Visit NRACarsForFreedom.com or call 1-866-NRA-GIFT.
Coming up on WMAF,
Tom Bevin with Real Clear Politics will tell us where the polls are and how things are looking on the day of this last great debate.
KT McFarland will also join us, and more bombshells from the James O'Keefe videos and two Democratic operatives given their walking papers.